This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has arrived in Hanoi, Vietnam, where tomorrow he'll meet for the second time with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. Before he left Washington, the president said yesterday he's expecting to have
a very good summit. I think we'll have a very tremendous summit. We want denuclearization.
Air Force One touching down at the airport in Vietnam's capital at 9 p.m. local time. The summit the two men will have is a follow-up to their meeting in Singapore last June. Back on Capitol Hill, President Trump's former personal lawyer and so-called fixer has just begun 3 days of testimony before lawmakers. Michael Cohen is currently behind closed doors with members of the Senate Intelligence Committee. He'll be at an open hearing tomorrow of the House Oversight Panel. On Thursday, it's more closed-door testimony to the House Intelligence Committee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. House today is set to vote on a resolution opposing the president's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. In an event at the Capitol yesterday, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi insisted,
"This is not about politics. It's not about partisanship. It's about patriotism."
Pelosi saying it's about protecting Congress's power to control funding for government projects. The House is expected to pass the bill. The Senate may as well, but the president will veto it when it reaches his desk, and it's not clear if lawmakers have the votes to muster an override. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft visited a massage parlor for sex on the day of the AFC Championship game. In fact, prosecutors say the 77-year-old billionaire visited the Orchids of Asia Day Spa the night before the game and the day of the New England AFC Championship victory over the KC Chiefs. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In a developing story this hour, the State Department reports additional sanctions being imposed on Venezuela. USA Radio's John Clemens with the very latest.
The latest economic sanctions have been imposed against four governors of what the State Department describes as those associated with the illegitimate Maduro regime. Speaking in Bogota, Colombia, Vice President Mike Pence says the economic sanctions will continue.
The United States has imposed sanctions on more than 50 top officials, as well as on Venezuela's state-owned oil company, PDVSA, to stop Maduro's cronies from enriching themselves at the expense of the Venezuelan people.
I'm John Clemens.
A legendary men's college basketball coach speaking out for the first time after being involved in a terrible accident. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Police near Syracuse say the 74-year-old Hall of Famer Jim Behan tried to avoid another vehicle that had crashed into an interstate guardrail when he inadvertently struck and killed one of its occupants who was standing behind inside the vehicle, 51-year-old Jorge Jimenez. After a Syracuse loss to top-ranked Duke on Saturday night, Boeheim said he is truly devastated.
The grief and pain his family is feeling at this time is simply put unimaginable.
Boeheim says he still went ahead and coached the game because he felt a responsibility and obligation to his players. After that accident, he did pass a sobriety test and no charges have been filed against him. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Bill Martinez, live.
And just like that, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We come to you Monday through Friday, yes, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And with us right now, yes, the one and only, no baloney, we're talking James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. He is in the casa, as we say. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm in the house. I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. A lot better than the Oscars did, I guess, you know?
Yeah, you know, look, there's a gloomy kind of cloud over Hollywood when it comes to the Oscars. They've been declining for 5 years. Last year, in the category of demographics that advertisers love, 18 to 49, Jimmy Kimmel's second year as hosting resulted in a 25% drop. Wow. It was the lowest rated of all time. Mm. So this year, after all, you know, trying to get hosts to host that they were hostless, so that was the second time they were hostless, and they ended up being the second smallest audience in Oscar history. And the reason I say it's below expectations, the reason I say that is because they were able to nominate for Best Picture three movies that are all box office hits: Black Panther, Bohemian Rhapsody, and A Star is Born. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Black Panther took in $700 million, and Bohemian Rhapsody and A Star is Born were north of $200 million. And that has been unusual. I mean, people actually saw those movies.
Yes,
they
exactly.
were familiar with the movies. And it should have been much, much higher. But again, you know, there were changes that the Academy attempted to make. They were shot down every time they tried. They wanted to shorten the Oscars. They couldn't do it. The producers were able to shorten it by about a half hour by cutting out the montages, and there was no comedy except at the beginning, and that was a good thing. But they couldn't stay away from the politics.
No, they can't help themselves.
And I heard that the Academy, the producers, were trying to tell these people, tone it down. Stay away from the politics. Don't pull a Meryl Streep Preacherama.
Right.
And but they couldn't stay away from it. And you know, it's empirical. There was a study done just last December by a polling company working with a Hollywood trade magazine, and they found that about 40% of people are less likely to watch any award show if celebrities express political views. And that the number rises to about 60% if it's self-identified Republicans. Now, I interpret that poll as a much higher number if you include independents, because they didn't actually ask people if they, you know, so If Republicans are 60, the population as a whole is more like in the 70s mm-hmm. that wouldn't watch. And that was reflected in the in these numbers. This is a pale Oscar show compared to the past.
Although it seemed that in terms of diversification, maybe all the complaining, you know, from all the black artists and that sort of thing seemed to pay off because this one seemed to be balanced. And I just had this sense that maybe there could have been an argument for some pandering.
You think?
I'm trying to be very diplomatic here, you know?
Well, look. They don't even have to pander. The members of the Academy are a bunch of far left-wing people. Mm-hmm. And so when all it takes is a little hashtag, like it was a couple of years ago, they had hashtag Oscars so white, and mm-hmm. they called the Academy members racist. That's all they had to do. And then
right. They
shifted and favored, even the studios did, and favored movies about diversity and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition to that, just sort of basic things that the membership and the leadership, I would say, of the Academy just is prone to caving.
Yes.
I wondered if maybe Roger Goodell was secretly running the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. You know, first of all, the Academy said, hey, our ratings are terrible. We got to do something. So they started out, they said, let's have a new category for popular films.
Hmm.
Well, on its face, you know, how do you figure that out? Is it going to be just box office? What is it going to be? But the artists in Hollywood said, oh, that they sneered at that.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's not the kind of prestige
sure.
that we enjoy. So they're going to have prestige.
Yeah, we don't want the people's opinion. You know, the people's opinion comes into play there, right? So that's not kosher. No. They don't know what they want anyway. That's why we give them and we tell them what they're supposed to have.
Well, these are people that mm-hmm. believe in central planning for government, so why wouldn't they believe in central planning for entertainment? So then the Academy leadership said, well, we better get an actual star to host.
Mm-hmm.
And they went out and called Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Now, he is the highest paid actor in Hollywood, and that would have been a home run, I believe. The Rock hosting would have drawn, you know, wrestling fans, movie fans, all kinds of people. But he probably
could have read his notes better than Spike Lee. What do you think?
Yeah.
Spike Lee, I mean, here's this guy, he's so brilliant. Obviously was very nervous, but I mean, it's like, oh, Lord. You know, he cannot read.
Spike Lee's done a million junkets. He's been in front of the cameras his whole career.
Right.
But what it was is he had on his mind the politics.
Exactly.
Which is what he did. He made he started becoming a campaign manager while he was accepting an award.
The good news is you couldn't understand where he was going with this deal. So as a political hack, I mean, he just really blew himself up and ruined his moment.
Sure. And then, you know, when The Rock turned it down, they went for Kevin Hart. You remember that?
Yes, right.
So he got in trouble over these decade-old tweets, and there was a backlash. There was a backlash on social media from the left. And the Academy CEO called Kevin Hart and said, you got to apologize. So they were caving to the backlash.
Mm, sure.
They upset Kevin Hart. He pulled out. So then they had to go hostless for the second time in a year. Now, ABC Disney has been begging the Academy to make the Oscars shorter.
Mm-hmm.
So this Academy leadership said, hey, we got a great idea. Some of these technical awards, we'll give them during the commercial. And then we'll edit them in later, you know, in a short version, and we'll cut, you know, who knows, 40 minutes out of the show. And then all these big names in Hollywood signed an open letter, including Spike Lee, Quentin Tarantino, Martin Scorsese, a bunch of filmmakers telling the Academy they would boycott, basically, the Academy caved. And so
Something's got to give, James, because look at it. This is about entertainment at the end of the day, and people are tuning out. It lasts forever. It goes on and on. Thank God, you know, even Barbara Streisand kept her comments to a minimum, and I was grateful
she
for
did.
That.
I was surprised.
And so it was like, okay, you know, and, you know, so.
But here we live. You know, what's happened is also the millennials, young people who unfortunately are ignoramuses and don't understand the evils of socialism. Mm-hmm. But these people also don't give too much of a care about the Oscars. If it weren't for Lady Gaga,
yes,
most
exactly.
of them wouldn't have even tuned in at all.
We got to hit pause. We got to go to break. More from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon on choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
And whether we are rich or poor.
Are you kidding me? Oh my God!
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez Live.
Back with the America Fresh and Independent, just the way you like us. I'm Bill Martinez. James Herson continues with us. We're talking the Oscars. As you say, James, you know, the whole demographic for the Oscars is really turned on its head right now because you've got this new generation, the millennials, as you call it, as we know it, not as you call it, but as we know them. And, you know, they're not all that impressed, are they?
Well, no, they're not. I mean, but these are people who are impressed by Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, but they're not impressed by the Oscars. Part of the reason is we don't have stars with the kind of mystique that we used to have in the past. There were people that you didn't see anywhere except on the big screen, and larger than life they were. Mm-hmm. And in today's world, even when somebody is a film actor, they're appearing on YouTube and Twitter and Facebook. Uh-huh. Their photos are everywhere. The big studios in the past would control even photos.
Right.
You wouldn't see a single photo that the studio didn't want you to see.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have this sort of haphazard star, and part of the reason they don't have the mystique is they don't approach acting as a profession anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That part of being a professional entertainer was something Frank Sinatra used to call class.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, so many of the people that achieve fame lack class, and they do things that are classless.
Right.
And it takes away from their star mystique. So when, at the red carpet, you know, if somebody tunes in to the red carpet show who's over 40, they don't recognize most of the people on the red carpet.
Exactly.
Who are these people, they say?
Yeah.
And it's so they don't care. Even the women that used to follow fashion are not interested in seeing the fashion on people that they don't recognize.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so part of the Academy, like much of Hollywood, has lost touch with its customers and has lost touch with most of America. And that's why they would say the things they do, insulting the president of the United States, insulting the people who support the president of the United
States. Well, yeah, you just cut your audience in half. I mean, and you're right, James. They're overly exposed. And when you are so overly exposed, you lose your mystique. And then, in addition to that, you're not happy enough to stay in your own lane as an entertainer. Now you want to be a political pundit. Well,
that's exactly right.
You know, so
and
now you're out of your... Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, who are they serving? Like when Maya Rudolph got up there in the beginning and told a joke about the wall, who was she appealing to? Well, certainly the people in the audience right there, the members of the Academy, they loved it. And
but what a cheap comment, though. It's not even creative from somebody of her talent. I mean, that's just, she might as well just drop the F word in there. I mean, and turn up the, you know, you as you and I talked about, you know, musicians that turn the music up loud and bring in all the distortion and everything to hide their incompetence. I mean, it was really a sad commentator on her, you know, as somebody who is really talented. She's gifted. She's better than that.
She is better than that, and she's opening the show. Then there, you know, the best foreign language film, there was... a presenter, Javier Bardem, was an actor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's talking and delivering all of his remarks in Spanish.
Yes.
But ABC translated it, and you saw the translation, and it was a hit on Trump's border security measures.
Of course.
It was about there are no borders or walls that can restrain ingenuity, blah, blah, blah. You know, and this is after the producers asked people not to do that.
Yeah, but tell all the film companies and everything to take their walls down, right?
Exactly.
When you go to the studios, what's the first thing you come to? You come to a guarded gate, right?
You come to a guarded gate in the wall. You can't get in.
Sure.
And all the people who work in the studio, the stars, live in homes with gated communities or gates of their own with armed security, and you can't get in there either.
Sure.
But you know, maybe the Academy Awards, you might want to bring back, you know, they used to play the music to get the people to stop talking. They're going to have to do that with the presenters.
I kept waiting for that, and there's no music. What's going on here? You know, I thought, okay, well, you know.
Yeah, but in any case, you know, I don't know if they can save this anymore. I think the allure is gone. From a business point of view, production companies and the studios, they no longer believe that an Oscar will increase box office very much at all. And it used to be that they get an Oscar, you know, the best picture winner would get a big boost.
Right.
It's not the case anymore. Movies move so fast, and they're all in, you know, the streaming mode.
What about the income for the actor? Doesn't their income increase with an Oscar?
In theory, there is a little aura that's around them for the next couple of gigs, but there's all kinds of Oscar winners whose names nobody knows from the past. They faded away. You know, they just had
When you watch the memoriam, right? They showed all the people that were no longer just in the past year that had passed away. How many of those people did you know, or were you aware of?
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's plenty of them that I wasn't aware of.
I got a tweet a little bit ago. Somebody asked me, speaking of Maya Rudolph, what was she wearing? I mean, somebody made the comment, and, you know, I'll leave it to them. They said it's as if she lost her dress and somebody threw a shower curtain on her.
It was. It did look like that. It looked like a pink shower curtain.
I thought, well, gosh, was this me or what? You know, last time I saw something like that was it was on Timothy Cardinal Manning.
She is a comedic actress, so maybe she was being funny. I don't know.
I don't know. But they didn't mention her dress, you know. But maybe.
It looked like it was really. Mm-hmm. It really did look. It could be a shower curtain, actually.
Right. Well, maybe.
So when
maybe
they
it was
on the red carpet, when they ask you who are you wearing, she said Home Depot.
Why not?
I guess.
Hey, well, look at here. It is. The Oscar starts out. It's got no host, and so you know, I thought it was a good idea opening up with Queen. I'm not an Adam Lambert fan necessarily. He is certainly not Freddie Mercury or Rami Malek, but it was still, I thought, a pretty good opening. It definitely got the crowd open. And then you could see all these white people trying to dance. You know, they got it when they have a bunch of white people in the room trying to dance, you know how you hide it, James? You know how you hide it? You don't put the cameras in their direction, but if you do, you strobe light them. Because when you strobe light, everybody looks like they know. They do the Billy Crystal, you know, what's he called? The black man overbite or whatever he calls, you know, disco overbite. And they hang their teeth out over, you know, over their bottom lip. And you strobe light them and they look good, you know. But
that's true. Yeah, you got to do the teeth over the lip. One of the problems, you know, I mean, I was on the road with the Temptations.
Yes.
We played for white audiences. And they used to ask me, why do they clap on the wrong beat? You know, and they do. A lot of times white audiences clap on the one and the three instead of the two and the four.
Right.
And I think part of it comes from the tradition of hoedowns, where their clapping is on the one and the three. Yeah. But they used to scratch their heads. They couldn't understand why they were clapping on the wrong beat.
There are just some people that are flat out dysrhythmic. And there's even blacks, too. You know, they can't even, you know, you can't participate. You know, you're embarrassing us. You know, let's step aside.
No. So. That's true. In Chicago, they get murdered. Yeah. Dysrhythmic.
Yeah, we can't even tease about that anymore. Especially in light of the Jussie fiasco stuff. But we're out of time as I bring that one up. But you know, we'll have to revisit that next week. So hey James, we got to leave it there. We got to call it for a wrap. So as always, appreciate the insight, James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
All right, thank you, Bill.
This message is brought to you by Woot.com. Amazon Primers get ready to say Woot Woot in honor of the one-year anniversary of getting free shipping on Woot.com. Woot is hosting Prime Member Appreciation Week February 24th to March 2nd. Be on the lookout for exclusive daily deals just for Amazon Prime members. Deals on Oral-B rechargeable toothbrushes, Logitech HD webcams, Kindle Paperwhites, and much more. Plan to load up your carts because, hello, everyone loves a deal. Angela Corbin Mitchell, Woot.com Chief Marketing Officer.
The fun of shopping on Woot is that you'll never know what you'll find. From limited time deals to our infamous bags of crap filled with random items, you are guaranteed to find a new great deal every day.
Other special offers throughout the week include Prime membership giveaways, Woot-offs, and over 500 of those infamous bags of crap. Amazon Prime members can get shipping benefits and exclusive deals by linking their Amazon and Woot accounts. Visit Woot.com, that's Woot.com, for more.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has arrived in Hanoi, Vietnam, where tomorrow he'll meet for the second time with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. Before he left Washington, the president said yesterday he's expecting to have
a very good summit. I think we'll have a very tremendous summit. We want denuclearization.
Air Force One touching down at the airport in Vietnam's capital at 9 p.m. local time. The summit the two men will have is a follow-up to their meeting in Singapore last June. Back on Capitol Hill, President Trump's former personal lawyer and so-called fixer has just begun 3 days of testimony before lawmakers. Michael Cohen is currently behind closed doors with members of the Senate Intelligence Committee. He'll be at an open hearing tomorrow of the House Oversight Panel. On Thursday, it's more closed-door testimony to the House Intelligence Committee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bill Martinez.
He's been known to cure narcolepsy just by walking into a room. His organ donation card also lists his beard. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez died.
Hey, with us right now, the second most interesting man in the whole wide world. We're talking the crypto king himself, Daryl Talbert, is with us. Daryl, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Big headline here. You have been telling everybody about cryptocurrency. It is the new paradigm shift, and we know that whenever you're involved early in a paradigm shift, it bodes well for you. So what's going on? You know, Jamie Dimon, J.P. Morgan, they come out and poo-poo cryptocurrency, goes, nah, that's dirt. There's no gold in them thar hills. And all of a sudden, they're starting their own crypto coin. So what is that telling us?
It really disgusts me about these elite Wall Street bankers.
Mm-hmm.
They want to seem like they're the all savior of mankind, but they mm-hmm. destroy our entire ecosystem in 2008. And then they come up with this FUD, which stands for fear, uncertainty, and doubt about Bitcoin, mm-hmm. and tells the world that Bitcoin is a joke, that it's never going to survive in this economic system. Mm-hmm. And 1 year later, he's coming out with his own Bitcoin. What is that all about?
Well, you know, like you and I talked about before, ladies and gentlemen, again, this is why knowledge is power, and they don't want you to have knowledge. They'd much rather you be dumbed down on this whole situation because cryptocurrency comes into play. Guess what happens to the banks? That reduces their power in direct relationship to the amount of, let's say, penetration that cryptocurrency takes over, right? Does that make sense?
That's so true.
Yes.
They're now positioning themselves and saying, if we can't beat them, we have to join them.
Right.
But this is the thing, Bill. They're in it for themselves. We all know that without a doubt. We
right.
followed them, and we put our trust in them. You know, we went to college. We climbed the corporate ladder. We did all these things that they told us to do. And mm-hmm. in 2008, they destroyed our confidence.
Exactly.
And so now they want to say, okay, we're going to come up with our own Bitcoin so we can be that all-savior. No, shame on you the first time. Shame on me the second. We need to warn everyone. Stay away from Ripple. Stay away from the Jamie Dimon Bitcoin. And continue on the path that your gut tells you.
Exactly.
Is complete decentralization.
Well, what we have to watch here is because, you know, with J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon now entering into cryptocurrency, they're trying to get ahead of the game so that they can be in control. That's what we have to watch, Daryl. And this is why people need to be smart, that they're not, you know, relying on the same people that got you in trouble in 2008, that keep us in trouble to this day, that have contributed to the $22 trillion of debt plus that we have in this country. I mean, it's all for them. I mean, this whole situation. This is why they're so afraid of cryptocurrency. They're afraid the every man in the country, the forgotten man and woman, is going to realize that this is the currency of the future. It is also, we say the future in a big way, but it's the currency now. I mean, there are state houses. I think Ohio, was it Ohio that now is accepting cryptocurrency to pay taxes? There's also a Mercedes-Benz dealership that says, yeah, come in, we'll accept cryptocurrency for Mercedes. Why not?
Yeah, and IBM is joining forces. Apple is joining forces. Disney is coming out with their own blockchain. It's here.
Yes.
There's without a doubt, it's here. And people have to really understand, if you go all the way back to the original form of currency, with barter,
mm-hmm. yes.
you need a referee to tell you that you can't exchange your two cows for some chickens.
As long as they don't hyphenate. If they hyphenate, then that's going to reduce some value here, especially if you're selling it to a greenie. I'm just saying.
Yes, you're absolutely right. but what cracks me up is, you know, even we go further back into the days of Nixon, 1971, when everything before a dollar was backed by gold.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And
right.
that was the Bretton Woods system. And that was good because they knew that was solid. But when the 1971 and the Nixon shock came aboard, when they said, you know, we're not going to be backing anything by gold.
Right.
It's going to be fiat. Now, this is what bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
Fiat means let it be. But
yeah.
fiat is forced circulation of currency forced upon you.
Right.
Forced upon. So we're supposed to believe and not ask any questions.
Yeah.
That's why we had the problem in 1985, the stock market crash, Black Monday night, October 19th. And then we went to 2000 and 2005. And then now 2008. Enough's enough.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe the Beatles were a bit prophetic when they wrote the song Let It Be, huh? What do you think? Just saying. But seriously, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get involved with this. And if you go to BillMartinezLive.com, that's where you need to go, and you will click on the banner heading that mentions the infamous Daryl Tolbert, the crypto prophet. Just click on that, and it will instruct you on how you can get involved, gives you some background here. And Daryl is going into this very prudently. I mean, he's recommending that you don't sell the farm.
don't sell your cows, whether or not they have flatulence, forget it. It doesn't matter. I mean, just get involved with this and let it sit there for a while, like an aged wine, and watch what happens, because the trends on cryptocurrency are absolutely spectacular. It's going to be one of those deals that many people who will have heard this message are going to end up saying, Daryl, shoulda, coulda, woulda. But we don't want anyone in our audience to say shoulda, coulda, woulda. We want you to go ahead and again, be prudent. Don't sell the farm on this deal. You don't have to sell any of your children. But get involved, because this is, you're getting involved still in the early stages. And you're going to watch what's happened, because the trajectory of the profit in cryptocurrency is off the charts, is it not? Can I say that?
You're right on target, Bill. In the year 2000, when Apple went public, when eBay went public, when Amazon went public, Microsoft went public, $500, $1,000, $1,500, and then you just hold through the winters.
Yes.
Every paradigm shift is going to have a winter.
Right.
You hold through that, and then once you hold through it, and then the bridges, the tunnels, and the highways are built.
All the infrastructure, right.
Yes.
Yes.
And people can use it freely. That's when your money goes through the roof. A $1,500 investment, you know, and we're not, you know, financial advisors, but this is archived historic data.
Yes.
$1,500 investment will yield you anywhere between $500,000 to $3 million. And this was back in the Amazon day.
Yes.
And that day, Bill, they pumped $9 trillion into that paradigm shift, which created your eBay, your Amazon, your Microsoft, and your Apple.
Mm-hmm.
This paradigm shift, Bill, $40 trillion.
Right.
So this is an opportunity for the average person to be able to take a small amount of money, put it aside. I call it Operation Warren Buffett. You guys heard me say this. Yet. Put it aside. Hold it. And then reap the rewards of a small investment creating a large return. And then they would be able to, you know, pay off college. They'll be able to pay off homes.
Right.
They would pay off. And then they have a smooth sailing for their golden retirement.
In their retirement years, exactly. Well, that's what this is all about. And like so many other investments, gosh, they've always started small. Interesting how that always happens. It starts small like a mustard seed. And next thing you know, it is off the charts. And that's what we want for you. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, as I said. Click on the banner right there that says Daryl Talbert, the crypto prophet, on the right-hand side, and get involved. You know, a humble little mustard seed investment. That's what we want to do for you, because we want to bless you. Daryl Talbert, as always, the crypto king on Bill Martinez Live. We love you, brother. Thank you.
Love you too, Bill.
Like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you.
Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got with us Mr. Steve Forbes. He is the chairman, editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. He is also the producer of a new PBS special, In Money We Trust. Steve, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Doing very well, thank you. Good to be with you.
Great to have you here. Let's talk the economy in light of what the Democratic Socialists, of course, now with all the kickback of them being called out for what they are, they're saying, well, not exactly. That's only Bernie. We're not Democratic Socialists.
Well, yes, and I think, though, that they may try to run away from the word, as they used to do,
right,
until recent times. But I think the views they're espousing certainly would qualify. Government control, total government control, running out private companies and health care, that would certainly qualify. Raising taxes to prohibitive levels, Karl Marx recommended that, as did Vladimir Lenin.
Mm-hmm.
And on you go. More regulations, have more government control, and even Senator Warren. I'm sorry to see Rob Lowe back off his tweet when she announced that she's going to give new meaning to the words commander-in-chief, but she comes up with an idea of child care, which, you know, paying for everyone's child care, which sounds nice, except that's going to mean government's going to control what you can and cannot do with your children.
Right.
I mean, this is bad stuff.
Well, the government, by way of Elizabeth Warren and so many others, believe that we the people are incapable of taking care of ourselves, which is counter anything that our founding fathers had conceived when they designed the Declaration of Independence and our U.S. Constitution.
Absolutely. And this lack of faith is one reason why Donald Trump had the rise he had 4 years ago when he announced in 2015. is precisely the feeling that the leaders of the political parties, especially on the two coasts, have only disdain for the regular American people and typical American individuals. And that kind of attitude, I think, has generated a real backlash. And
see,
it goes against the idea that government should be at the consent of we the people.
Exactly.
All of us.
Right. And what that means, and I've been sharing with our audience consistently, Steve, is that when the government, when our document says we the people, it puts us in the position of authority. If we relinquish that position of authority, then you've got the ruling elites that we have today.
And you get a lack of accountability. You know, Congress passes 100, 200 laws a year. Government regulatory agencies pass 3,000 to 4,000 rules and regulations a year that have the full force of federal law. Mm-hmm. Over 300,000 now, some of them vaguely written, which means if they want to get you, they can find a way to do it. Yeah. And you, if you don't know what the rules are, how is that to comport with the rule of law?
It's without a doubt.
Bad stuff.
And it was much more vicious in the previous administration. We can be thankful for Donald Trump and his commitment to reduce the regulations. And look what he's done. I mean, he's dramatically cut them back. And as a result of doing that, the heavy foot of government regulators is off the foot of producers. And look what we're doing. You know, for the first time in a long time, we're going to hit a 3% GDP.
That's right. And we're also starting to see something that had been missing from America, which was not going to portend well for our future. And that is we're starting to see the rise of men and women in this country filing to start new businesses,
Yes, starting new businesses.
Mm-hmm. And that's always been the great strength of this country. That's how we get the big companies of tomorrow. They start out as small today, mm-hmm. and that's starting to perk up again. Regulations are another form of taxation. And so that's a tax cut along with the one that was passed a little over a year ago, the actual tax cut. The regulations are a form of taxation.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you brought that up about small business growth. I've spoken with at least a half dozen banks, and they're very bullish on these upstart new businesses. But I'm excited, Steve, that this is other human beings, our fellow citizens that are out there realizing their dreams that they've had, that they could only dream about but not put into action, and now they're starting to put into action. I think it's a great time, you know, in terms of new opportunities and dreams to be realized in this country.
That's right, and that's how we move ahead. People mm-hmm. are going out, starting businesses, taking risks, coming up with new services, new products, and we benefit from it. If they fail, that's their failure, but when it works, we all benefit. And government can't do that.
Well, we know how Amazon started, and look at them now.
Yeah, an online bookseller. now they have 600,000 employees.
Right.
And this is why we did the production of Money We Trust for public television. People can find it either on their station or on moneywetrust.org, mm-hmm. moneywetrust.org. But it makes the point that when money is stable and trustworthy, we move ahead. When money is unstable and the politicians start really playing around with it, all of us suffer for it.
Exactly. Well, I know that this is this new special that you're the host of. The idea, the conception of it, Steve, how did you come up with this? And, what was the drive to make this happen?
It came out of a book that I co-authored several years ago called Money, mm-hmm. Why the Destruction of the Dollar Threatens the Global Economy and What We Can Do About It. And this one takes it less than an hour. Mm-hmm. Takes you from 2,500 years ago, the invention of money, and demonstrated how that liberated people, enabled strangers to cooperate with one another, and gave us Western philosophy out of Athens, then the Renaissance, to high tech today. When money is trustworthy, we show we do well, and there's no jargon in this thing. It's very very straightforward. Kids in school and high school and college should see this thing. It's very understandable and strips away the mystery. And that is important because when something as fundamental as money is shrouded in mystery, that leaves openings for politicians to play. play games.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as you say, maybe AOC and Bernie Sanders should watch your special particularly.
Yes, as a patriotic duty, I'm sending them free discs so they can watch the thing at their own
convenience. Exactly. So how can we find the special?
We can find the special on go online and moneywetrust.org.
Okay.
And watch it there, or see what the local station, your public TV station, may be running it. It's running over the next couple of months.
Oh, great.
And I think people find it very informative, enlightening, understandable, and demonstrate that money is a measure of value. You know, just like a clock measures time,
scale
measures weight. And by the way, to see how crazy the Federal Reserve has been, imagine if the Federal Reserve was in charge of the Time Bureau.
Oh.
And they decided to float the clock, 60 minutes an hour one day, 20 minutes the next.
Right.
You know life would be chaotic. You want to bake a cake, it says bake the batter 30 minutes. You have to determine whether those are nominal minutes, inflation-adjusted minutes, Minnesota minutes, Mexican minutes, New York minutes. Be crazy.
Yes.
But the same is true of money. Money is a measure of value. And when you fool around with it, it's like a virus in the computer. Corrupts the information.
Yeah, without a doubt. We're talking with Steve Forbes, Chairman and Editor-in-Chief of Forbes Media, and, of course, introducing you to the new PBS special, In Money We Trust. Steve, healthcare, no doubt, will continue to be an issue in the 2020 election. What do you see happening here?
I think what we're finally going to see is more and more real patient control of healthcare. And I think you're going to see pushes for reforms like nationwide shopping for health care, insurance. You know, you live in a state. I live in New Jersey. I cannot buy an insurance policy offered in Arizona or Pennsylvania. Ridiculous. I can buy a pair of shoes from Arizona, but can't buy the insurance. Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Get rid of that. And I think you're going to see more and more of what you see in Oklahoma. There's a hospital there called the Hospital for Special Surgery. In Oklahoma, what they do is they don't take insurance, and they have low overhead, even though they have board-certified surgeons. Mm-hmm. And the Surgery Center of Oklahoma, because their costs are so low and the quality so good, they post all prices online, so if you go in and it goes above that cost, they eat it. They're so cheap that the state of Oklahoma sends some of their employees to have the surgery done there because even though they don't get any reimbursement, it's so cheap, they end up saving money.
Right, exactly.
Just one example, sophisticated, very sophisticated, complicated form of a surgery say, for a hernia. Normally it's very simple, but sometimes it can get very complicated. At a hospital, it costs $17,000. At the Surgery Center of Oklahoma, $3,975.
Wow.
And so you're going to see more of that, more patient control in health care, get the big third parties out, government, large insurance company, and again, return it to we the people.
Exactly. Well, for everyday medical care, we've interviewed Josh Umber many times, Steve, and he's with Atlas Medical. And I think they have about 800-900 facilities across the country. And their policy is for about $50 a month, you can go see the doctor as often as you want, as many times you want. It's incredible. But at this low rate, pre-negotiated prescriptions, 10 cents on the dollar. They've already done this. This is working right now and has been very successful in these areas, and as you say, that is starting to move more and more in that direction, and if we unleash the power back to where it belongs with we the people, it's going to be wonderfully exciting as to, you know, the solutions that we come up with healthcare. Steve, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information on In Money We Trust.
And I can go on InMoneyWeTrust.org. Just type in InMoneyWeTrust.org, and you can watch it online or see where it may be showing on your local public TV station.
Excellent. Steve, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.